Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. The number is 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com. That's omlagunabeach.com for more information on stress relief, meditation, and coaching. So today we're going to be learning to stay. Learning to meditate is a little bit like training a puppy to sit and stay. It seems easy enough, gently giving the little puppy a command, physically helping it to sit down, and then giving it a reward when it does it. Inevitably, though, that puppy's going to get up again and begin to wander, and you'll have to give the command and help it again and again to be successful. Eventually, when you tell the puppy to sit and stay, it'll want the reward, so it'll follow the commands. Our mind is very similar to a puppy. It needs a little bit of help, a gentle reminder, and then the reward is decreasing our stress and our tension. If you keep practicing, eventually it'll feel more natural to sit and stay, and you'll feel more mastery over bringing it back when it leaves. In meditation, we also call this the monkey mind, so instead of a puppy mind, but what they both have in common is this incessant quality of wandering and playfulness. Now, we can get mad at the monkey or the puppy in this case, and we could get frustrated that our mind won't sit and stay and never get up again, but then we'd really be going against the very nature of our minds. Having a playful, wandering, curious mind is really our natural state. It's a skill and enormously useful when we don't need the mind for any other specific task or for problem solving. In fact, this part of the mind is where all of our creativity comes from. So to spend a little bit of time with this creative mind, allowing it to wander and dream, can actually keep it strong and healthy, and it can turn distraction into a useful tool. But like anything else, when you allow it to take over your life, the wandering mind becomes a big nuisance, and being distracted can wreak all kinds of havoc. Meditation is a little bit like compartmentalizing all these different skills in the mind. This curious, creative, wandering mind is one skill, one aspect of the mind. You know, you've probably heard this statistic that we only use about a third of the capacity of our brain, which would give exponential possibilities for the parts of the mind as well. And when we meditate, we relate to the part of the mind that can focus on the immediacy of the moment. This part of the mind is often called the witness. It's a deeply relaxed, but also highly attuned attention to all the details at hand. It's an awakened state where we watch, listen, and feel without wandering, without grasping onto any ideas or actions. It's a bit like not scratching an itch when it happens, just noticing it, feeling it, and following that itch, and then see what happens to it if you do nothing at all. As we train this part of our mind to pay attention without reacting, it can really come in handy when we most need it. You know, when we're feeling our most vulnerable or triggered by so many things in life, it's more useful to have a witness in our heads that can say, wait, listen, feel, don't react, rather than a puppy that wanders off and loses control. It's also enormously liberating not to always have to have this answer or to always have to do something, but to be free to pause and just rest in the moment. So you can think of your meditation as a time to cultivate the part of your mind that can watch, listen, and feel deeply, and can witness when that puppy gets up and starts to wander, and very gently bring it back to sit and stay just a little bit longer. So today in our practice, we're going to explore this wandering mind and the witness mind, and we're going to notice the difference between the two and use the witness to navigate that puppy back. We're going to use the body and we're going to use listening as two tools that we do when we meditate to recenter ourselves in this present moment after we've caught our mind wandering off. So go ahead and make yourselves comfortable and we'll get started. Sitting up tall, and either let your feet be grounded on the floor if you're in a chair or something, or you can crisscross your legs if you're sitting on the floor, and you might want to sit on some cushions because you ought to be comfortable. You don't want your body to be uncomfortable at the beginning of your meditation or you're really going to be miserable. Let your back be supported and let your hands rest in your lap. Close your eyes and begin by taking three deep breaths in through the nose and blow as slowly as you can out of your mouth. Nice. Do two more of those. Really slow that last breath down. Nice and controlled and soft and easy. And then when you're ready, let the breath go in and out of your nose. And begin to notice the temperature of the air as it's coming in through your nostrils. Today it's cold and dry in the room I'm in. And I can really feel it going in the nose and touching the different places inside my nose before it hits the back of my throat. And then notice when it moves back out from the body, how different, how warm. So we're just really focusing in on the quality of the breath, the temperature, the speed, the depth. Tuning in to the breath, to this balancing point, this metronome that can help keep us present. And then allow that breath to move down into the soles of your feet. And really feel the weight of the feet. Feel if they're touching something. If you can feel the air on them or if they're covered. And then let that witness and that breath move up into your ankles, your shins, and your calves. And see if you can move your awareness from the inside, from the bones, out to the skin. And then you move up into your knees and feel the fronts of the knees and the backs of the knees, the kneecaps and the sides. And then journey up into your thighs, these long bones and the big muscles that wrap around them. And see if you can just let your legs be heavy and let them support you. Notice if there's any gripping or holding there. And try to release on an exhale. And then move into your hips, into your low back and the floor of the pelvis. And from the low belly to the back, soften from the inside out. Really observing when we're holding unconsciously, how we can consciously relax. Moving into the ribs and the sides of the body. Up under the arms, the chest, and the shoulder blades. Perhaps there's something behind your back that you can lean into and let your chest and heart rise as your shoulder blades slide down your back, lengthening your spine and sitting up a little bit taller. Spread your collarbones, let your shoulders drop, slide your elbows to your wrists and fingertips. Lower the chin slightly, soften the jaw, and let your teeth be parted. We're really becoming keenly aware of the body from the inside out. And we can use the body as our anchor point to sit and stay whenever we need to. The eyes roll down and the face softens and the crown of the head feels like it's being held to the sky. Totally aware of our body now from head to toe. Where we sit, what we sit on, the temperature of the air. And then move that witness consciousness out to your hearing, listening intently for what's in the room around you. What do you hear? And then move your hearing out further into your space, beyond the walls, and outside of the room you're in. And see how far can you hear, perhaps all the way to the sea. You can use your hearing to anchor you back into your reality or to wake you up from your wandering, like hearing a horn honk or a siren can remind you what you're doing and you can bring yourself back. So as you practice your meditation today, you'll be noticing your body, anchoring into different parts of your body, and tuning in to your hearing to help bring you back into the present moment after your mind wanders. And the mind will wander. Remember, this is your skill for creativity. It's okay to let it wander out a little bit. And then remember that puppy and gently bring it back. Take a deep breath. Settle back into the body and listen intently for your environment. And I'll check back in with you in a few minutes. notice where that puppy has wandered off to. Bring it back gently by taking a deep breath. Anchor back in to the hands, the feet, the belly and the heart, the jaw, the neck, and the crown of the head. And then tune into what you can hear again until the mind wanders off. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. And today we're meditating with our wandering puppy mind, anchoring into the body and the breath, and listening for our environment to keep us present and aware. Begin to deepen your breath and notice how your body's feeling in this moment. Take a deep breath into it. Let it settle. Notice the mind. The mind will settle into the body. It follows the tension. Bring your breath into the base of your spine. And as you inhale, draw it up your back until it reaches the roof of your mouth. And then let it spill down the front of the spine until it comes back to the belly on an exhale. Inhale up your back. Exhale down your front and back to the belly a couple more times. This seals into your nervous system what you learned, that skill of wandering and the skill of bringing yourself back to the present moment. And remember, let your practice be perfect exactly as it was today. No mistakes, nothing wrong, perfect, just the way it was. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only KX93.5 FM. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can go to the website at www.omlagunabeach.com for more information, or you can call 949-415-6718. This is Lori, and I'm wishing you peace along your way today.